Go for it.
Hello and welcome to the Glitches and
Gearheads. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Devin, are you serious? Are you freaking serious, dude?
He coughs every time.
He didn't even cough this time. He just started talking.
I was like, whenever you're ready, because like there was a long pause and I didn't know if Jordan heard you, so I was telling Jordan to go ahead.
All right.
Now that you got your warm-up done.
Jesus I'll be quiet. Christ. I can't believe you did that.
I can't believe I'm this good at doing that.
Okay. Let me do it again. Devin, get your coughs out. I know you have them. Hello and welcome back to the Glitches. Oh my god.
Oh my god, dude.
I was still getting them out. I don't know why you started. That was your fault, not mine.
Dude, it's so perfect.
I was giving you an all clear. I've always given you like an all clear. Like I'm
tell
good to
me
go.
When you're done.
This is how every week for the rest of our lives is going to go, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh my god. Okay.
All right. I'm good. You can go now.
All right. You promise?
I promise.
Okay. Hello and welcome back to the Glitches and Gearheads podcast. This is episode 3. My name is Jordan. And this is Corin.
Yo.
Devin.
How's it going?
And we've got a few new topics for you this week, and I hope you enjoy what we have to say. Corin's going to take us away.
All right. So, one thing that I thought was hilarious info and a hilarious, like, I don't know, development is Internet Explorer is finally dying. The people call it the search engine that everyone uses to install another search engine.
Mm-hmm.
Accurate.
Chrome.
Yeah, so exactly. Yeah, but Microsoft is finally, I mean, they have been messing with Microsoft Edge, which it's basically replacing Internet Explorer. But they have been upgrading and updating Edge for the past couple years. And I think they're finally ready to kick Internet Explorer to the side and just go with Edge. But I did think that was kind of funny. It's not a huge deal because no one uses it.
Yeah.
But
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even know about this until I read it on our sheet.
Yeah, and
I thought it was a meme. I thought it was a meme. When I saw it on Twitter, I was like, oh, that's pretty funny.
I mean, it's like the load time for Internet Explorer. It died like a long time ago, and now it realizes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even realized it yet, though, because it's not dying until August 17th of next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's still going to be available. It's still going to be available, but I mean, Microsoft probably basically announced its death, so...
Yeah,
like there's no reason for it to be there anymore. So it's just like basically for whoever in the world is still using Internet Explorer, it just gives them time to install Edge,
which is like basically everyone's mom.
You know,
who doesn't know how to install Chrome?
At work, we still have to use Internet Explorer for like one system that's like ancient, and we've been pushing for upgrades, and they just won't do it because of cost.
Wow.
Well,
and so now they're finally going to have to.
Yeah.
Now they won't have a choice.
That's
ridiculous. That's like the only thing that it's going to affect is any old apps that rely on Internet Explorer. I'll be honest, I didn't think Explorer was still around because when my computer downloaded Edge itself and was like, hey, check it out. It's a new browser from Microsoft that doesn't suck. And I was like, yeah, okay, I'm going to keep using Chrome. I just assumed that Explorer was dead.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's they don't throw the shortcut at you anymore, but it is still there. If you like search for it through your taskbar, it's definitely still there. It does not want to die.
So I mean, dude. Oh yeah. So Internet Explorer is as old as me. So it's 25 years old. It launched in August 16th, 1995.
Yep. That's really weird.
That's freaking crazy.
Month after I was born.
Yep. And then Firefox was 2002. And then Chrome was 2008 when the...
How did we get by for so long without it?
I know. How did we get by without Chrome?
Because, you know another browser that really needs to die?
Okay, yeah. I will admit, I did use Firefox for a long time when I was a kid.
Another browser that needs to die is Opera.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe that. Yeah.
I've never seen that actively installed on anybody's computer ever.
But isn't that like a,
it's an Apple thing.
Yeah. It's a Mac.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, it's so bad that they don't even put it on their phones.
Yeah.
They put Safari on their phones. They have two browsers because they can't even get one to work well.
Yeah. That's funny.
Like, that one,
and I still don't even use Safari on my iPhone.
Right?
I still have Chrome on there.
Thankfully, though, it's not like Explorer where you have to use it to do something. You can actually just go to the App Store and download Chrome like a normal person.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I used Safari for a long time, and then
what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I finally moved over to Chrome like 2 years ago, and it's so much better.
2 years ago? What?
Yeah, I know, right?
Really?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Seriously?
Yeah,
you're fired. Get out of here. I don't need that.
All right, we're currently looking for a third person on the podcast. So send in your applications.
Send your applications to our social media page at Glitches and Gearheads on Instagram.
Isn't that even up yet?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
It's probably up.
We'll be now.
It'll be up by the time you guys hear this. When you hear this, the page will be up there.
Yeah.
So send your applications.
Yeah, definitely send your applications. Corin's no longer with us. Sad day.
Yeah.
I got to read the intro again.
Do you remember MSN? That's a MSN?
Yeah.
That's still around. Isn't that like a news website?
No, it used to be
MSN
like,
is still around. It's a news
page. Yeah, no, but I'm just saying like MSN Messenger is not a thing anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yahoo.
Remember when they used to send the little discs in the mail?
Yep. Who uses freaking Yahoo anymore?
Who uses any messenger anymore?
Dude.
My grandmother uses Yahoo. I mean,
this is a little piece of information. My boss still has an AOL email for his business. Isn't that sad?
That is really
That's a little sad, but I feel like I think a lot of people probably still have AOL emails.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
like
if it's
your
main email, I get it. But like,
Devin, don't you still use Yahoo?
No.
Oh, you don't use Yahoo anymore?
No. Well, I still have the account. It just only gets spam stuff now.
Okay.
Like, if I have to sign up for something that I really don't want, like, it goes there.
What about Bing? Bing is one of those things that started and it never took off. Like in my eyes, it never took off.
No. What was that TV show? That they said, oh, let's Bing it. Like, they tried to make it a thing.
What?
Do you not... Oh, you guys don't remember that?
No.
No? Bing TV show?
Stop trying to make fetch a thing,
Hawaii.
Devin.
Hawaii 5-0.
Oh.
I never watched that.
Like, they had to have gotten paid so much to try to do that. Because they were like, oh, let me just Bing it. Like, instead of like, oh Google
dude,
it,
I do remember Bing that.
It. And it bothered me. So much. Like, it's not natural.
Yeah, that's... I don't Bing things. I Google things.
I Google things. Yeah.
Let me Google that for you. You don't Bing something for someone. What does that even...
Hold on. Let me ask Jeeves.
Oh, that's another one. My grandmother used to swear by that one. I think she thought Jeeves was an actual person.
That's what they were going for. They wanted it to seem like an actual person.
Oh, gosh.
So
you know
terrible.
What? I want to talk about something else that's dying. Something else that's going to be discontinued. The BMW i8.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, it was kind of a unique thing. It was like a hybrid an sports, IA, right. Like a hybrid supercar type deal.
Yeah.
From BMW. Like it had, I believe it was like a little 1.5 liter three cylinder engine paired with a battery. It had like 369, 370 horsepower. It's going away in 2021.
Good.
It's no longer going to be part of the lineup.
I mean, it looks good, but...
It looks good. It's a super interesting car. I never thought, oh, like, you know, I want a BMW i8. Like, I never
thought it was...
It's not one of their, like, better-known cars. It's not, like, you say BMW, you think, like, M3, you know?
Yeah.
Right? And, like, M3 is, like, you know, sports car, and then you think M5 competition is, like, you know, high-end competitor type deal. But... they don't have a, I guess, technically supercar entry anymore. No. Especially now with the BMW i8 going away.
Dude, and it's hard because it's competition is stuff like Lamborghini and Pagani. And when you're in that territory.
So many established brands.
Yeah, like why would you get something that's new and untested? And
yeah,
it didn't compete as well against them as it should have either.
Right? It wasn't. Competitive power-wise.
Why is the convertible $15,000 more than the coupe? That's what I want to know.
Because extras.
Bring my wallet.
And I thought the i8 for the longest time was an electric car.
It's a hybrid car.
Yeah. I thought it was just an electric. Because it looks like... Okay, you can't say that you look at an i8 and you think like... I don't know. It just looks like an electric car with the blue trim.
I see what you're saying.
Like it has that weird blue trim around it. It's like, oh, that kind of looks like what's a Chevrolet?
Bolt.
The Volt. Yes, the Volt. Yeah.
Well, they have Volt and Bolt.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my father-in-law just bought a Bolt.
Wait, they have a Chevy Bolt and a Volt?
A Bolt is like a Sonic, right?
The Bolt with a B?
Yeah.
Is fully electric. The Volt with a V is hybrid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's really weird.
And then they have the Spark
choice on there.
Then they have the Spark, which I don't think was even an electric vehicle.
A Spark?
No, I don't
think
it was.
Chevy Spark. No, that was just like a little, it was like a $13,000 subcompact car. Yeah, it was a gas.
Okay, on the topic of BMW. Yeah. Is it true, because we see all the memes, like it's a meme in the car community, that BMWs are always breaking down. Is that true? Or is that just a meme?
I think it's one of those things where it's like, you know, there's a little bit of truth in a lot of those.
There's always a little bit of truth to it.
Yeah, as far as cars go.
I don't know if you both know this, but I have a BMW 323i. In the garage right now. It is broken down. It has a blown head gasket and needs quite a bit more work.
Well, you did buy it broke, so.
I did buy it broke, yeah. But it is, they are good cars, but they're expensive cars to maintain.
Yeah, all German cars
And I think
are.
That's, yeah, I mean, that's a German thing, but something about BMW just gives that, it's like the name tax, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But I do know people who have had BMWs that were completely reliable, so there is a little back and forth to that.
Yeah, the engine that's in like the M3s are like the older M3s at least were supposed to be like bulletproof, right?
Yeah, the engines were really good in those. I mean, you also got to remember the problems that people had, the breakdowns all the time. Are people who are definitely trying to push this car beyond normal usage. It's not like the guy who's just driving it from A to B all the time is getting broken down. It's the guy who's
drifting around or street racing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Which, you know, always leads to its own issues. But I think that kind of gave him a bad rap as, I mean, it didn't impact sales any, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think... What's kind of funny with these big name, like BMW and Mercedes, especially, I see, is that they're making so many just throwaway cars. Like, they make so many, like, BMW IS35642, and it's like, what even is that? It's like, oh, it's just a four-cylinder, you know, whatever car that looks like a... It looks like an M3, though, but it's only a four-cylinder, and it only has 150 horsepower. And it's like... It's just so weird.
It's like the entry-level models, but they're giving too many options.
Yeah, and they make it like super... Not even... I can't even say that. They don't even make it super nice on the inside, but they sell it like it's a, you know, a luxury car.
Well, you know what? I think I know the reason why. These car companies...
Money?
No, they have to meet an emissions standard, an overall fleet emissions standard. So out of all the models they produce, they have to maintain some sort of average. I don't know exactly what the figure is, but by them dumping out all these low-end, low-power cars that fly past emissions with flying colors, then they can go ahead and make the M5 competition, which gets lower emissions. I mean, look at Dodge. They're probably doing the same thing right now with all their other models that they're going, you know, low performance with, but then they have the Hellcat out there.
Yeah.
They're throwing that motor and everything. But because so much of their fleet is V6s and turbo fours, whatever else, I think that's how they're passing it. And I think BMW is pulling the same thing by having all these other makes and models.
They have they have the M2 now. Mm-hmm. The M2 competition, they have the M3, they have, which I think the M3 is, they don't make an M3 every year, do they?
I don't think so.
I remember the year that the M2 came out, they didn't have a model for the M3.
I mean, they have the 1 series also. They have the 1 series and the 2 series.
And then they have the M5. And then...
And now they also have the 6, the 7, 8.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they have their X for their crossovers.
Yeah, with all the X's are...
plus they have their Miata knockoff, the Z4.
They just really love their numbers, don't they?
That's been
Yeah, that's been out for a long time.
excuse me, it's Z4. Thank you very much.
Okay. Sorry, I'm from the United States. I don't pronounce it as a word. As a letter.
But I think BMW is doing good. I mean, they're keeping their high class cars alive, especially with the new M2. Oof, that car is very nice to look at. And I've been in a competition M2, and boy oh boy. Oh wait. It wasn't a competition. I think it was just like the
lies.
It wasn't a competition, but I've been in an M2.
How dare you?
And I will say it's muy fasto, very fast.
And I think BMW is one of those companies where they have like their super loyal following too, like people who will always buy BMW.
Oh yeah, yeah, like that cult following.
I mean, you had the BMW boys, the Subaru guys, the Mazda guy. Like, you know, you have there's certain brands of cars out there that have their following, but. Yeah, I don't agree. I mean, I guess they're doing it for a reason, but I don't agree with like them coming out with all these like just cars that
random
look exactly
models.
Yeah, they random models that look exactly the same.
And then what's up with the front grille on them? Every year, they just
and it gets bigger, right?
Yeah, they just scale it. They're like, you know what? Let's make this look a little different.
That's
we're
going to
make
meme.
It 30% grille this year.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, maybe I can see it for like maybe the more sports cars for like more airflow, but
I guess. But it looks so bad. There's better ways to do that. I mean, Dodge did the headlights with the intake going through them to get more airflow.
Yeah,
you could do lower grille vents. There's tons of ways. Do a hood scoop, man. I don't know. Just don't make the grille any bigger.
I just looked up the BMW M2, and it starts at 58,000.
Yeah,
that's insane. 404 horsepower for a pretty of you know a luxury sports car. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's it's a
And one thing I do love about BMW, they're keeping the manuals alive. Thank you, BMW.
They are. They are doing that.
But that's a whole nother thing. Sure.
I mean, there's so many things that are dying off. I guess that's the theme of our episode today, things that are dying off.
Dying, yeah. Speaking of dying, I had a buddy that was always into Miatas. He's had Miatas ever since I've known him. He would buy them, soup them up, blow them up, rebuild them, and sell them. That's like his pastime. Mm-hmm. He bought a Audi TT.
Okay.
One of the earlier models.
The bubble ones?
Yeah, the bubble ones.
I hated the way they looked.
I didn't mind the way they looked. Really?
VW Beetle.
Yeah, I mean, now we have the Audi RS or TT RS, which is so nice.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the point of my story is he blew it up because he put the boost to like 25 when it can only handle like under 20, I think. And he was like, "Oh, no problem." He's like, "I, you know, rebuild engines all the time." So I went over and I was helping him out, and he several times through the rebuild was like almost about to like give up. And I'm just like, he's like, this engine is the most ridiculous engine to work on. And he's like, I'm never ever buying another German car to play with ever again.
Right.
Because it's just so like, and especially now, you pretty much, even with bolt-ons, I've heard, with BMW, you can't even bolt on without going to a licensed BMW mechanic or the factory to get them to plug into the computer just so they can tell the computer, hey, this part is in the car, recognize it. So then the car's like, oh, I saw that part all the whole time, but I wasn't acknowledging it until you said something. Now I'm going to put more boost.
You know, like, that's why I bought a Miata. That's exactly why I bought a 95 Miata.
Yep.
Which is a new car to me. I had it 2 weeks now, 3 weeks maybe.
Let's go down that road about the Miatas, because Miatas are such a raw car. Like, everything a Miata is so, like, when I think of cars and when I think of car culture and when I think of working on a car, my mind automatically goes straight to Miata.
Yeah, kind of embodies everything about what you were saying. Like, it's just car culture is, you know, Miata.
Yeah.
So, my favorite supercar is a Viper. The Miata has a lot of things in common with the Viper in a way. There's no traction control, no ABS, no nannies, no assists, none of that. It's just the car.
Yeah, it doesn't rely on all this like extra stuff.
Yeah. So the Camaro about a month ago had the throttle body assembly kit blowout on it, which requires an entire electronics piece.
For context, you own a 2012 SS Camaro, correct?
11.
11, 2011, okay.
Yeah, 2011 Camaro SS. Great car. Never had a problem with it until throttle body.
Until it blew up.
Yeah, until it decided to stop on a bridge one day on the way home.
Until it tried to kill me. It worked fine.
It literally did, though. So I'm going over. So the Howard Franklin Bridge, it's a pretty heavily used bridge in St. Pete area. And I'm on my way home in like rush hour traffic. It's like 5 o'clock. It's stop and go. I finally get to where I'm almost at my exit. I'm in a line. I see the lane open to the right of me. I go to go out into that line. All of a sudden, hit the gas. Nothing. Just falls flat on its face. I got cars flying at me going like 60 down this side, almost on the shoulder. And I'm like, okay, now I'm going like 10.
Oh my.
Floor it. It won't let me go over 30. It's like, oh, we're in limp mode now. So go ahead and enjoy that. So I get it over to the side by some miracle, not getting hit and dying. Cause this thing was trying to kill me at the moment.
And you're on a bridge. Holy
Just getting off of the bridge. And yeah, from that point, I struggled with it for, I don't know, 20 minutes, half an hour, trying to get something to work, figuring out what it might have been, because it doesn't tell you what it is. It's just like, oh, limp mode. And ended up having to have it towed, and it ended up being the throttle body assembly. The electronics and everything on it fried.
And the crazy thing is, you really didn't do anything crazy to that car. It was pretty much stock, except the like exhaust, right? And headers?
It had, yeah, it had headers, intake, exhaust.
That's not a lot for modifying a car at all.
And then, I mean, it was just, it was almost at 100,000 miles, but the throttle body shouldn't be going out on it like that. Yeah, not the electronics part of it, at least.
Not at that.
So
100,000 miles, that's like you're just breaking it in.
My Corolla has 300,000 miles and it's still going strong.
Hey. Corolla gang.
Corolla gang.
But yeah, so that's actually what spurred me to get the Miata, because I was annoyed at having to get all these electronics put in and configured for me on things, and I wanted to get a car that I could pretty much fix everything myself without having to have somebody else deal with it. Therefore, Miata. So I got a beautiful 95. Actually, I'm getting it wrapped this weekend.
Nice.
So that'll be good. I got a great deal from Ultra Graphics, where my wife works. They're going to be doing the install. And
free promotion here.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. They're basically sponsoring this wrap for me. They're giving me a great deal.
Hey, well, they're sponsoring this podcast, so.
Okay.
Can they put a Glitches and Gearheads logo on the wrap?
Oh, dude.
They could.
You
got to have my ascend over the image so that I can have it made.
That would be so dope. And it's not a bad looking logo to put on a car either.
Yeah, no, it's not. That'd actually look pretty good on a car.
I'll do it. I'll post a picture of it and everything.
Hey.
Yeah. So for that one, you guys can go and follow me on Instagram at I'm Devo. I'm _DVO.
Well, aren't you going to use your car page for that?
That is my car page.
Oh.
I changed the name a while ago.
I thought it was Devo's Garage.
It was at one point. That didn't last long. It just didn't. It felt cringy. I hated it.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough.
So it's just I'm _Devo.
Yeah, Devo. We're going to, like we said at the beginning of this episode, we're going to like get all our socials in order and then put everyone, all the co-host socials and the podcast socials. And
yeah,
you know, that'll be done. That way. But
you guys can
get on social.
Keep up to date with other stuff. Yeah. We'll actually be responsible to have to keep up with it instead of letting it sit idle for months at a time. But anyway, the wrap is going to be great. It's a gloss turquoise lavender. It's very nice color. But yeah, so that'll be exciting. We'll do that this weekend, and I'll go ahead and reveal that.
Cool.
All right, I've got something kind of odd, like out of left field. So Atari has said that they're working on this new retro console, and it was codenamed the Atari Unicorn for a while, and now they've officially announced that it is the Atari VCS. Do you want to guess what the price tag is going to be on this thing?
Ooh, okay. All right.
I'll take a guess. Go ahead.
All right, so I'm gonna do a little, you know, investigative research here. So we got the new consoles coming in at like, we don't really know yet, but it's around like $500 to $550, I believe is the price.
Yeah, somewhere between like $400 to $550, somewhere in there for like Xbox Series X or PS5.
Yeah, but it's Atari, which has been dead for a long
time. Okay, now we have Nintendo, which has the Switch, which is a ridiculous.
What does the Switch go for? That's expensive though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like $350, right?
No, the
Switch is $300. The Switch Lite is only like $220 or $250.
I feel like it'd be more than the Switch, though. Atari.
Atari is... Okay, you're going to reject my nerd card here, but Atari is its own thing, or is it by Sega.
Yeah, it's a separate thing, and they don't technically exist anymore. Like, the Atari from back in the day is gone, and it's just owned by a bunch of like random shareholders now.
Okay, so that's what I thought. So who's
I got a couple funding questions I need answered.
It's still
first.
Technically Atari, but it's not the Atari that you would expect.
Okay.
So I'm gonna guess. Is it like at least give me this. Is it like a Switch or is it like a console?
I can't tell you. Yeah, okay. Just give me a number.
But that makes a huge difference.
I'll say 400.
Okay. Devin?
I was going to go with 400, but I'll go with like 300. I'll go 300.
Oh, man. You would have both been right if you said 400. It's $400.
Hey.
Dang.
What do I win?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, cool.
You win your spot back on the podcast.
You can get a Glitches and Gearhead sticker.
All right, everyone, put your applications away. Spot's taken.
I guess he's back. He did,
sorry about that.
He did redeem himself.
Okay, so...
All right, so tell us more about this console.
So tell me about this thing.
So this thing is really weird. Like, parts of it, I'm like, okay, this seems really cool because it has its own OS called Atari World, which is Linux-based. And then you can actually install any OS on it. So you can install a Windows 10 on it if you want.
Okay.
Hold on. I just looked this up now. I'm right. I'm also right.
About what?
They have three different tiers of this Atari VCS. So they have the Tribute Edition, which is listed at $399. Then they have the Collector's Edition at $299.
Okay.
But then they have a Onyx edition at $199.
Do they really? What the heck is in the Onyx edition? Because
what's different about these?
What did
editions?
They cut from this?
Yeah, I can't tell you because I don't know. This is a quick Google search here, man.
I'm on the actual Atari VCS website, and it says $399, and it comes with one controller and one joystick, and if you pull up a picture of this thing and you look at it, what do you automatically think it is if you were to just see that sitting in someone's house?
Which picture?
Like just the Atari.
Send us a
picture. Okay. Well, I'll send you the
website. Send us a picture in the chat, man. We have a chat for reference.
I'll just send you the website.
I'm also looking at this and...
God, their page is terrible.
Yeah, it's not the best, which does not instill confidence, does it?
No.
Yeah. Oh, God.
No, it doesn't.
What the heck?
So,
it looks like...
So right now,
it
what
looks
I'm
like
seeing
an air
is these
filter.
Are all pre-orders.
Yeah, it looks like... Okay, air filter is good. I thought router. I look at it and I'm like, that's a wireless router.
Oh, yeah, router too, yeah.
It looks like one of those fancy radios that you see on like... modern, like the Touch of Modern or whatever. You ever see that website where they have like all those retro and futuristic and just
radios
like random high-end stuff?
Radio's dead.
No, it looks like some sort of like weird alarm clock radio thing.
It kind of does though.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so shut up. Okay?
Okay, wait, I want to say one thing before you go on, Jordan. I'm looking at the specs and under like memory...
It's not
okay,
great.
Okay, CPU...
You know what I'm looking at?
It's not great, but I will say they all have upgradable underneath them.
So
which is
you can pay $400 and then upgrade it yourself. Like what?
That is true, yeah.
You know what I'm looking at right now? The Xbox controller that they put their logo on.
Yeah.
That's like
it's an Xbox controller.
Dead Xbox controller right there.
Yeah.
Oh my, yeah. What the heck?
Like they didn't even try.
No.
They're like, what if we put a light in the middle?
Okay, it does. If you look at the picture. Wait. If you look at the picture of where they're using it, it does look really like, it looks like if they took an Xbox controller and like cut it in the middle, like cut a little bit out of the middle and like put it back together.
Yeah.
It looks like short.
It just straight up looks like an Xbox controller. I have one right here, man.
Well,
been playing Forza Horizon 4 a lot, and I've been using a controller for it.
Okay, I wouldn't even give them. I wouldn't even give them that though, because it looks super awkward.
The way they're holding it
looks awkward.
I think they're going for a retro look, because if you look at it on the counter up there on the little entertainment stand next to the record player, it looks like it would be some sort of, you know, old-timey, futuristic-looking radio thing, if that makes any sense.
Okay, so let's talk about it, though. You spent $400 on this thing, and you can play classic Atari games. And
it has an Ethernet. It has an Ethernet port. What?
Yeah, well, yeah, so does every other hardwire it, but it has Wi-Fi as well.
Oh, okay. All
right. Also, is that a disc drawer on the back of it?
That's a good question.
I don't think. No, that's not. So. That's not. It's just. What is it's that? Just like it's a labels for. If you don't know what a USB looks like or a HDMI, it's telling you.
Oh yeah, I think you're right.
No, so, right above it. No, I'm sorry. Above the.
Above the ports.
Yeah, the little that black strip. Like
the black thing. Strip. Yes, that has words on it.
Oh, you know it's okay. It's probably in red, and I can't see red and green.
Oh right.
So Jevin is like colorblind. Now you all know.
I am colorblind. That is a fact.
That reminds me of the time we were, I don't know what we were doing. We were playing something and we were on Discord and we were calling each other. And Devin's like, is my mic working? He's like, I can't see my mic working.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, it should be a green ring around your icon.
Like, my icon is green for reference.
And your icon is green. And he's like, dude, I don't see it. I don't see it. I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? And then it was like this long silence. And then he's like, I can't see green. And I just was dying. Yep. Oh my God.
That is facts. My eyes do not work as other things.
It must be red. I can't see it.
Ah, good. Make fun of the disabled.
Is that a CD slot?
I hate you guys. You guys suck. Let me just tell you. You guys are not as much fun as I had hoped this would be.
This is great fun.
Be a really ridiculous place for a CD slot, too. Yeah,
let me just pull this out from the wall and slide a CD.
That's literally what I was thinking. Like, how is that usable? Like, that's the worst design ever.
So let me just unplug this real quick.
Also, it's like not big enough for a CD, probably.
Oh yeah, no, it looks like that's looks big. Tiny.
No, that looks it would like be it would fit a CD. A CD.
Maybe.
Yeah, a CD could fit in there.
Okay, it does not have a disk drive. Now that we've established that, so you're paying $400. It can play old Atari games.
And hold on. 4K. It's in 4K though.
Yeah.
It also shows that it has Bluetooth connectivity. Why? Why do you need Bluetooth on a game console?
The controller.
Yeah, but okay. They also show the controllers being plugged in.
Huh? Not in that picture.
Yeah, not in the picture.
Yeah, the one that says built for today, there's two cables going in
there.
Well,
yeah, that's in that picture. But like in the picture where they're like playing on the couch, you don't see any cords. And they're super far away from the thing.
Okay,
fair. So they're advertising it as a PC console hybrid because, you know, you can download like Windows 10 and you'll be able to download like Steam and stuff. But for $400, you'd expect maybe something a little bit better, right?
Hold on.
What's the AMD they're using?
It says that you can reboot it into PC mode.
Yeah. So you have to turn it off, turn it back on, plug in your USB with Windows 10 on it, and boot from that.
Right. Every single time? This is basically just an emulator.
Basically, yeah.
It's just a fancy
emulator. It's a $400 emulator that you can also play Atari games on. And, you can stream Netflix in 4K. Or you could also buy, like, a $50 review stick or something.
Okay.
Hold on.
Honestly, that's really smart by Atari. It sounds terrible, but it's really smart.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't sound terrible. So think about
how does it not sound terrible?
Hold on, think about it. You're getting, you know, a game console, right? But you're also getting a PC, right? Because you're getting a Ryzen PC.
It doesn't even tell you what the GPU is, though. Let's just talk about that.
It doesn't.
It says Atari VCS 800 system, GPU, Ryzen. Okay.
Oh, it's just the built-in. Okay, that's a little.
Wait. Devin, look this up. I just looked at it. It says graphics Radeon Ryzen R1000 Vega 3.
Oh.
What is that?
That's never like even really heard of that. Car.
You said R1000 Vega, Vega 3?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the embedded.
It's the embedded one. Yeah. So it's.
So what is it? Like.
It's not.
It's like the what's the specs Ryzen?
And
like,
I don't
think of like low entry level.
Yeah, it's the the performance of like a GeForce 910M.
It's a 2-core 4-thread.
So you're not going to be able to boot this thing up and play like any modern game on Steam even.
Yeah.
At anything above like and you low settings.
And it doesn't look like you can change that either.
No, it doesn't say upgradable.
Being embedded?
No.
Never mind. Okay, so this just lost quite a few points in my book.
So the joystick is kind of cool though.
So you're going to boot up Steam OS and then play like what? Don't Starve? Mind? Like, what are you? You've got this $400 budget gaming PC hybrid that you can't even barely play games on above like old Atari games.
You can play Asteroids.
Yeah, you can play Asteroids for $400.
Oh, and Centipede, bro.
Yeah.
So we were talking about this the last podcast, nostalgia with the Motorola Razr.
That's what this
literally
is going for.
The only people that are going to buy this are super nerds that want it for nostalgia purposes.
I don't even think super nerds are going to get this because super nerds are already emulating these on their computers. This This is aimed purely at people who don't play games anymore, who are in, you know, you want to say like maybe 40s or so. And they're like, Atari.
Boomers.
Yeah, they're like, oh man, I remember Atari. $400? Yeah, I can get that.
Can we also talk about something weird with their pre-order? So if you want the black walnut color, the finish for it, you have to order it from Atari, right? If you want the onyx color, which is the flat black all the way around, you have to get it from GameStop. And if you want the gold, you have to get it from Walmart.
You're right.
You don't have an option. So if you live out in the middle of nowhere and all you've got around is
a Walmart,
you're getting the gold unless you order a black walnut and have it delivered.
And also the only thing that changes is that front tiny little strip.
Yeah.
Yep.
The controllers don't even change.
No.
Thankfully, there is no cost difference between the three. But it just...
Oh, and also, look at that picture. That controller is small. Look how close the joystick and the D-pad are together. That's a small controller.
It might be a little closer than an Xbox, but...
It's a small controller.
It's not insane.
It's not insane, but it's still... It looks awkward to hold.
Also, this is going to be something that like those collector people, the ones that like you go into their house and they have like a display case of every console ever.
Yeah.
That's who's going to buy this.
Yeah.
All right. I'm starting a new corner right now. It's called the yay or nay corner. Does the Atari get a yay or a nay?
Why do
it's
we have
a big
corners?
Fat nay.
That's a nay.
I'm going to say nay, but also why does it have to be a corner?
Because we can
so restrict
review new upcoming stuff and just give it a yay or nay after we talk about it. I think that's a good idea.
I like it.
Okay. It also says you can explore more system options, including base systems, classic joysticks, and modern controllers at Walmart or GameStop. So I'm gonna click on the Walmart one and see what options they give me.
You can only get
the one.
The carbon gold.
No, it's actually a Walmart exclusive color. It says so on their website.
It's so weird.
One thing that I think
hold on. They also have you can buy it without the controllers.
What?
What?
You can buy it for $250 without controllers.
Can you plug in a keyboard and mouse to this thing? I would assume so.
That is the question. I don't know. I mean, I would think so. It has USB 3.0. So
they literally have a PC mode. So I mean, if you can't plug in,
that would be.
Oh wait, it says
it also comes with 4 gigs of RAM.
Yeah, it says compatible with most PC peripherals. What does that mean?
Mouse, keyboard.
Yeah, that should be
okay. Yeah, so
it has that going for it, but still an A.
Hold on, they have still the Atari VCS 400 Onyx base, which is $250. But then they have the 800 Onyx base, which is $280. But oh, and it has 8 gigs of RAM. So they have different options for your RAM. How do they?
Okay, it does also just straight up say mouse and keyboard support, yes. USB or Bluetooth.
Okay. So they have the console itself for $280 if you want to just buy that, which you can't play without using some sort of other peripheral.
How weird would that be if, imagine you go to GameStop and you're like, all right, I want to buy a PS4. And they're like, all right, do you want any controllers with it? And right? You're like, can I do anything if I don't have the controllers? They're like, no, but you'd have it.
Yeah. Like, I just want it as a showpiece.
I just want to set this on my table, and that's it.
Yeah.
I'm never going to boot it up.
But then the controller.
I think the
controller, whether you get the joystick or the actual controller, are $60 each.
Yeah, I mean.
So it's not even worth it to, I mean, I guess it is.
I want to buy my Nintendo Switch, but I just want the screen part. That's it.
No controller.
No Joy-Con. No controller. Nothing. Just the screen.
Can you even use a Switch with those new Joy-Cons?
Well, it has a touch screen, but you can't really.
You couldn't
play
anything.
No.
It'd be a little. Yeah.
You can like difficult. Create your account and stuff. And
okay,
scroll
so
the
I
shop.
Will say this. I will say this. The only thing that could make the Atari VCS even close to a yay or something I would look at as purchasing is if they add in some kind of VR capability. If they make...
Man, I don't see how it can like, ever have the power for that.
No. Well, yeah. I'm just saying, like, this is total, like, in left field. But, like, if they did make this Atari with VR capability and made their old games, like, you're able to play them in VR, that would be pretty dope.
Yeah, that would be pretty good.
I gotta say, the other thing... The joystick and controller are both listed as PC items. They list them as PC items when you go to like GameStop. So the console itself is universal, but then the controllers for it are specifically for a PC. So does that mean that this is not a console and this is a PC?
I mean, that kind of goes with I think their marketing of being like a PC console hybrid.
It's a PC console hybrid. Yeah, I see that now. So it runs Linux based for the actual Atari world, is as they're calling it.
Yeah.
Which is their OS that they're using.
And you can get
any OS on the PC mode.
Another thing is that you can get those full like you know, like the joysticks for like the fighting games for like Street Fighter and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can get those on Amazon for like $50.
Yep.
And that comes with like the joystick and like 8 buttons. And then you got this one with 1 button.
1 button and a stick.
It looks like
it's like the classic one. It's like
it looks like it has a bumper too.
Yeah, maybe. It's hard to say.
Joystick does?
Yeah. I mean, you see that red thing under the button?
Listen here, buddy.
That might be a bump. Oh, right.
Okay. I'm done with this topic.
So Devin's excuse is he's colorblind. What's your excuse, Corn?
He's just dumb.
He's dumb.
What are you talking about? What did I do?
All right. I'm done with that. All right. Okay. Too much.
Well, on that note, this has been another exciting episode of the Glitches and Gearheads podcast. We have found out that Devin is indeed colorblind.
And also found out that Corin is a terrible person.
We have found out that Atari is trying to come out with a system that don't work so good, or that don't look so good, at least. It might work perfectly fine.
Honestly, it looks pretty nice.
It looks okay.
It looks fine. The look is not the problem.
It's the problem what's here is inside the
performance
of it.
That's being anticipated out of this thing.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. You can cut this part out then.
Yeah, it will be cut out.
Okay, good. Fine.
It will.
Go back to your discrimination against colorblind people.
I'm already done with that. This has been the Glitches and Gearheads podcast. My name is Corin, and I like to party.
Who's what? Going next?
Oh, God. Okay, Devin, you go after me. Hold on.
I started to last time, but then Jordan started talking last time, so I was trying not to interrupt like I do during every intro.
Oh, my God. Okay, Devin, you're next. After okay. me, you're next, all right?
Okay.
Oh, boy. This has been the Glitches.
Corin's been okay. having some editing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You gotta throw bloopers in at every episode because we have so many of them.
Okay, shut up.
No.
This has been the Glitches and Gearheads podcast. I'm Corin, and I like to party.
I'm Devin, and I like to party.
I'm Jordan, and I also like to party.
You can't Bye. All like to party.
Yes, you can.
I can.
We can no. all party.
Oh, I just did.
We all like to party.
Again, you're ruining the outro.
I thought that made it better.
I kind of liked that ending. If we ended it on, we all like to party, and then it just ends.
Yeah, I know. And then he had to go in and
you could open just cut it right there.
All right, that's what I'll do. I'll end
okay,
it right
yeah.
there.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, go ahead. End it right
Fine.
there.
Fine.
Yeah, good.